with Rob Britton at the end of stage 5, last stage of the 2017 Tour de Beauce. Rob, a big win today, a nice solo win. Take us to the beginning of the race and what happened.
Yeah, I mean, this race is always very aggressive. I've had some good rides here in the past. I think everyone just knows to watch me now. It's almost comical, but yeah. And sure enough, same as always, it was very aggressive off the start, and I was able to kind of make all the splits, you know, make the front groups, and then one thing led to another. We were in a break that kind of just eventually morphed into, like, we're trying to be the field. You know, no silver guys there. I mean, they did what they could. It was just, you know, a super
hard
day.
Were you surprised about that?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, actually, when all of a sudden, like, what was the break? Yeah, it became the field, and there was none of them there. I mean, they were under pressure early, but I didn't expect that, for sure.
I guess the legs felt good today. I mean, you looked strong. You looked to be getting stronger as the race went on.
Yeah. Oh, I think the gels they were giving us had caffeine in them, and I was having one or two a lap, so I don't think I'm going to sleep this week, but that's okay. This course is kind of suits me very well, so yeah.
So what led to the final decision to abandon your teammates in the break?
I just followed a move, and then there's three of us, and then after a lap I turned around and it was just me. So I figured they can come up to me if they want to, but I wasn't just going to sit up and, like, hang out and wait for that to happen. So, yeah.
Well, a great win today. What's next for you?
Nationals, man. Yeah. I mean, the whole team kind of got sick this week, so Taylor and I were trying to dodge that bullet, and I think we did, hopefully. So we'll have Nationals, and then for me, it'll be getting ready for, you know, Utah and Colorado, which are races that kind of are really, like, what I'm targeting for the second half of the year.
Well, congratulations on a great race, and thank you.
Thanks, Chris.